DBHDD is urging Georgians to store and lock away all medications to prevent theft and keep them away from children and pets. Old medications can be disposed of at Dropbox locations. Dropbox locations can be found at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the gold dome.
Lisa Williams moved to Georgia with a master's degree in nursing, yet faced frustrating obstacles to become licensed as an RN in this state.
I have a family to feed. I have a mortgage to pay.
That's what Williams told the Joint House-Senate Blue Ribbon Committee on Investigating Licensing Issues last June in Macon. Colleen Howard also has a master's degree as a marriage counselor and family therapist, and she, too, struggled to get a license to practice here.
While this process has been extremely frustrating and entirely too difficult for someone who went to school in a state other than Georgia.
The consumer group Georgia Watch has heard the stories. Deputy Director Natasha Taylor says long delays obtaining licenses
can discourage people from even moving to Georgia. It definitely can discourage people from moving into the parts of our state where care is needed most. But if a therapist is moving to Georgia, they might wait months to start working, which leaves families with fewer options for mental health support. If a rural hospital can't hire a nurse because their license is stuck in limbo, that impacts patient care.
It's not just medical professionals who need licenses. So do engineers, electricians, plumbers, contractors, accountants, any area with professional standards monitored by a licensing board. The good news? Changes are coming soon. New laws take effect on July 1st. Representative Matt Reeves of Duluth spearheaded the bill to help streamline the licensing process.
Over the years, professional licensing had become bureaucratic, and there were a lot of customer service issues, a lot of modernization steps that were needed. And so there was a blue ribbon panel. They came away with some very good insights from small business people and hardworking individuals about how to make state government more customer friendly.
Natasha Taylor of Georgia Watch.
You have to wait until the board meets to go ahead and approve all of the licenses. So this bill allows staff to approve applications when all qualifications are met.
Representative Reeves says technology upgrades and reducing red tape will help hundreds of thousands of Georgians.
The little things like if you need a transcript for your application, having the Board of Regents and our universities be more customer friendly and transferring the application rather than putting all of the work on the person out in the workforce, let's have state government use technology to be more efficient and make it easier to obtain and renew professional licenses.
Natasha Taylor agrees.
This is one of those bills that does not make big headlines, but it makes a big difference in people's lives.
Another bill sponsored by Marietta Representative John Carson will make getting a license to become a certified public accountant easier. That's good news for Representative David Wilkerson of Powder Springs, a longtime CPA who wants more people to enter the profession.
When I first started back many years ago, there was a pathway. You had 4 years of college, you passed the exam, 2 years work experience, you got your CPA. Over the years, states added a fifth year of college, which put it out of reach for a lot of students. A lot of students either decided because of financial reasons or because they just wanted to get in the workforce that they were not going to pursue their CPA. So what this legislation does is give that second opportunity, another pathway, an additional pathway to go back to the 4 years of college and 2 years work experience.
Frustrations in getting professional licenses have now sparked change, and that's expected to bolster the state's workforce. For Lawmakers Huddle, I'm Donna Lowry.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you were going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money Podcast from NPR.